Good morning. It's your boy Ezra. And I just wanted to say that I hope you all been doing well. Long time no see. No see, literally, because it's a podcast. Haha. But, bad joke. I just wanted to say that I missed y'all. And I've been thinking about y'all a lot. And that's why I'm back on here. I got a lot going on. And it's summertime actually now. So I'm excited to get into that. And I think that because it's such a gloomy day out today for me and here in good old Winchester, Virginia, that I think I should maybe start with a little meditation. So we're going to get into that. And hopefully you can join me. If not, just skip it. But you're a loser if you do. I just want y'all to sit with me for a second and just take in the world and yourself and see what's up. So let's center ourselves, get comfortable in the room that you're in, you know, wherever you are. If you're driving, please focus on driving. Maybe just take a few deep breaths with me, but other than that, let's get into it. So kind of start by taking some deep breaths in and out and centering yourself in the room or world around you. But then take a moment to center yourself in yourself. Find out where you are in yourself. Find yourself in there somewhere. Maybe you're up in your head. You've got a lot going on. Maybe you're thinking up there. Maybe you're in your stomach because you're anxious or eager about something. Maybe you're in your feet because you're on a run. But if you are, I'm so sorry for you. And lastly, maybe you're in your heart. Maybe you're just thinking about how beautiful the world is around you, even though there's some shit going on. You know, you're here, you're alive, you're breathing, you're with me. That's pretty awesome. And yeah, you know, just take a few deep breaths with that. Once you get that, you should be good to go. So again, welcome to the amazing world of trans experiences. I am your host, Ezra. And today I don't really have anything planned. I should, because there's been a lot going on. I graduated with a degree in psychology, and now I'm going off to grad school, as you know, in DC, and I'm preparing for that. Doing a lot of FAFSA stuff. It's terrible. But yeah, other than that, I've just been traveling a lot, visiting my girlfriend, visiting the homies. Since I'm back at home, I'm no longer at my university or anything like that, so I'm kind of just here, and I'm real bored now, so I figured might as well hop on, get some shit done. Maybe I'll work out later, maybe not, because I'm lazy, but maybe, you know, gotta be productive in some way. And yeah, since graduating, a lot's happened. Good stuff. Some of it not good, I guess, because I kind of wanted to start with the topic of someone who's hopefully lost in our minds, erased from our minds, but I'm going to bring her back up for a second. I just wanted to talk about it because this is what happens to trans people, you know? As a cis person, you might walk into that Liz Wheeler thing, or you might watch Liz Wheeler on the YouTube live, but you can walk away from that. You know, at the end of the day, you can turn it off. But everywhere I go, that news follows me with trans rights. And hearing her spew that ignorant shit was just extremely harming and upsetting. And I figured I should talk about it just because I need to get it out of my system, out of my head. Maybe I'm a little in my head this morning. And yeah, I wish I could go back and, like, pull out quotes and shit, but I just knew that the word indoctrination was used a lot, and ideology, as if we're some kind of cult that brings people into this. No. We welcome people into this. We don't force anything. We want people to feel at home in themselves, in their bodies. You know, it's just, they don't get it. Why don't they get it? I wish that they did, because it's heartbreaking to see them reach such an audience especially of university students and even the local townies that are a little bit more rural than the university campus. It's harmful to them and to myself and to the trans and LGBTQ plus community. And it was all lies. All of it. When she said that she loves trans people, that's a lie. Because you know what she said? She said, "I love you, but." There shouldn't be a but, a contingency with love. She said, "I welcome you all. I just feel bad for you because you hurt yourselves to make yourselves this way." No. Wrong, lady. Bullshit. No, she can't love you because she can't see it, you know? And a lot of people don't see it. And you just gotta find your own community within your friends and family, whether blood or not. And you gotta work to ignore that and rise above it and hope to God that your friends and family will defend you at the end of the day. Because what else is there? It can't just be us doing it, you know? And yeah, I just wanted to talk briefly about that, I guess. Just that it does impact people in this way, and it does give me that negative mindset in who I am. And that's obviously not what maybe she intended for, but that's what happens when you say shit like that. So I urge all my cis friends to look it up. It's on YouTube still, I believe. It's on her Twitter, most likely. Liz Wheeler. Not that she'd ever listen to this, but I don't even want to say I'd love to have a conversation with you because I don't. I don't want to have a conversation with you. This isn't a conversation. This is me telling you that you're wrong and telling you that you need to open your heart more to others and give a little grace to the world and the people that are in it. And I love my community. I love my family. I love the people that I've met and the people that love me. You know, I hurt for them because I know that, you know, it hurts them and seeing me hurt hurts them. But this is reality. This is what we go through. And, you know, I looked at my girlfriend and I was like, we're gonna go through this for forever. Like, this will never end, you know? Like, no matter what, someone will always have something to say. And she was like, I'm right there beside you, you know? And that's the mindset, Liz. Come on, what the fuck are you doing? Ah, it's just so frustrating. I'm literally laughing because it's so ridiculous. She's so ridiculous. But anyways, we'll hop off that maybe. Maybe I'll come back to it. But another exciting news. I am going to a conference very soon, within the next week, and I'm going to Denver, Colorado, to present at SPSSI, which, please don't kill me, professor. It's something social psychologist international. It's an international conference, I swear to God. It's something around there. It's social psychologist something. That's so bad that I don't know that. I'll know it before I get there, I swear. But I just am really excited for that. I guess I'm not presenting. I'm leading a discussion on trans activism and how I do it through podcasting and just like on campus, how professors and faculty and even other students that can create a safe space for trans and LGBTQ plus individuals. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to that. I'm not going to talk about the discussion because I'm going to actually have an episode on it, hopefully, if everything works out. I'm going to record it and upload it sometime next week, and you'll get to hear the discussion and maybe learn a few things about what we can do to make not the world a better place, but these places a better place. Places like universities and where college students engage with the world. You know, this is reality, and we need it to be a safe space for everyone. We want it to be a safe space for everyone. And yeah, I just think that this might be a really good way to do it. So I took the opportunity and the unfortunate amount of funds. But yeah, I'm going and I'll see y'all next week for that. But I'm really excited. I've never been to Colorado and I'm going into an Airbnb with my bestie. So I'm really excited about that because, we'll get to explore the city a bit, but also still have the conference to focus on. We'll be there for like 4 days, I think. 3 nights, maybe. I don't know. But I'm hoping that'll be the shit because that'll be really fun. A really good experience for me. I haven't really done a lot on my own before. And so these conferences really prepares me for that. And I'm really excited to learn what the other presenters have to say. And I'm hoping maybe I can interview a few of them if they'll let me. But yeah, I'm kind of nervous. Maybe I'm in my head and in my stomach today. But I need to beat my heart. What's my heart thinking about right now? My heart thinking about my girlfriend. I hung out with her yesterday and that was pretty fire. Thinking about my family and how lucky I am that they're supporting me through grad school and just life in general. Even back when the Liz Wheeler thing happened, my parents were like, don't listen to that. It's crap, And they were like, I'm sorry that, your university allowed this person to enter your space and your time. And, but at the end of the day, it'll get better. It'll be better. And you'll come out of it a little bit more grown in a good way or a bad way, but grown. And that's the best thing you can do, I guess, just come out of it on top. And yeah, I'm thinking I'm about gonna do some shorter episodes like this one, just because it gets more views for sure, but also, just gives you a little more time to just pop in the day and just sit down for 15 minutes, center myself, help maybe center you guys. I don't know. But yeah, we'll just see how it goes from here. I don't have my full setup because I'm all packed up because I'm in the current process of moving to DC. But once I get my setup going, Ming has his back at his university where he'll be. We'll no longer be in the same city, unfortunately, but he's got a real nice gaming setup, and I'm hoping maybe we can utilize that nice mic, and I can utilize my nice mic, and we can link up and make some funny shit together. Cause he's the humor of all this, I mean, I'm a funny guy, but Ming is, he's a whole different vibe. So I gotta bring him back into it. I know Gabe's been a little MIA. Mr. Gabe, if you're hearing me, come back. No, I'm just messing. He's a busy boy too. He's got work and a girlfriend, and he's got a lot of pets to take care of. I'm just giving him shit, but I miss my homies, and I just hope that you're all doing well, and maybe I'll see you soon, or you'll hear from me on the next podcast. So we'll see what's up with that, and don't know. I don't know what else to say. Take your meds. Take some deep breaths. Go to work. Get shit done. I say that, but after this, I might even just take a nap. So if you want to take a nap, fucking do that too. I don't care. Do whatever you gotta do. Just do what makes you feel good. The other day, I saw my friend was eating ice cream for breakfast. No, it wasn't ice cream. It was milk and cookies for breakfast. And I was like, damn. That inspired me. And then I had ice cream for breakfast. I know it's different. I know it's not milk and cookies. It's probably a little worse for you. But you know what? It's summer. I'm doing what I want. And if you want ice cream for breakfast, eat that ice cream for breakfast. But other than that, I'll see y'all next week. And I hope y'all have a beautiful day, even if it's a little gloomy outside. But yeah, let's get into it. All right. I love you. Bye.